Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The late, great James Brown, ladies and gentlemen. Down and getting funky here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And we're having a great visit with our new friend, Marita Noon. Marita is Executive Director of Energy Makes America Great, Inc. Marita, I need your website. I need you to tell the audience what you guys do.
EnergyMakesAmericaGreat.org is the website. And basically what we do is educate the public on the role energy plays in their life and advocate for energy in the energy industry with the hopes that once people understand how important energy is in their life, they will make different choices when they vote.
Exactly, and hopefully you'll become better, not only smarter voters, but you'll be holding your members of Congress to task, taking them to task when they vote on things that are in your, not in your best interest. And I'll tell you something, Marita. The thing, we're in a situation right now where consumers really need to know the truth about what's going on with energy, because we got people in Washington that would head us down some really bumpy roads if we let them. I'm talking about ideologues, zealots, people who to them the environment, climate change is a religion. It's not science. And we got people who would turn us down the wrong way, and while in the process not giving the marketplace any credit for the progress that has been made.
Yes, that is very true, and we need to keep their feet to the fire, and the light bulbs is one situation where I think we can and should do that.
You said you thought this could be turned around, the ban on the incandescent light bulb. Now, folks, Marita and I both agree that the fluorescent lights use less electricity, less power than the incandescent lights. But that doesn't have anything to do with the fact that this is America, and you should be able to make a choice. You should be able to say, I want to save money on my electricity bill, and so I'll pay a little bit more for a fluorescent light. Or if I want better lighting, I want brighter lighting, I don't want the fluorescent light making me look old, I'm going to buy the incandescent light. You know, ladies don't like fluorescent lights, Marita. You know that, right?
I do know that. I don't have a one in my house.
and the older guys get, the less we like them too. I'll tell you that.
I went and stocked up once. As I told you, I was not aware of the ban until it was upon us.
Right.
And I went and bought 3 cases of light bulbs.
But you said you thought it could be turned around. How does that happen?
Well, I think in 2011 it almost happened. The Republicans, in particular, realized the error of their ways. As the 100 watts and the 75 watt bulbs were gone, the pushback from the public was intense. And so the Republicans sponsored a bill to repeal this part of the bigger law, because the law that was passed in 2007 addressed a whole lot of other issues. And the light bulb ban, as we think of it today, was just one part of that law. So the Republicans in 2011 put together a law, the Republicans in the House, that is, to repeal this part of that law. Mm-hmm. And it actually came very close to passing. And it did not pass.
But it wouldn't have been signed by President Obama wouldn't have signed it. It wouldn't have got through the Senate. President Obama wouldn't have signed it.
Well, that is true. I mean, I agree with that, and that's why I like to now put the blame back on the Democrats, because the Republicans, well, they hold, you know, responsibility for this law. Originally, it was a different energy era back then. And so they almost got it passed in 2011. I believe we can make it an election issue for the 2014 election cycle, mm-hmm. which, if there's enough public outrage. So my point is that in 2011, the Republicans felt the heat. They realized they had done a bad thing by mm-hmm. putting this into law. And I believe we can put the heat on them in 2014, and that this can become an election issue. And if they feel the heat from their constituents,
right.
people are outraged.
Well,
and I think when the average person goes...
It's going to have to, It's going to have to wind up being something that'll go all the way to the 2016 election, because it's not going to happen under this current administration. I've only got a couple of minutes left, Marita. I wanted to ask you about anything else that you're working on from an energy standpoint. You know, America is now basically capable of being sustainable from an energy standpoint, aren't we?
Yes, we are. And the biggest thing right now on us being energy sustainable is the environmentalists, the liberals, the left, is up in arms about this, to the point that MoveOn.org has now launched a new campaign to get people to ban fracking in their individual communities and counties. And I live in New Mexico, where we have the only county in the entire country that has banned all oil and gas drilling. And this is what the current move underfoot is to get individuals to exert their authority, their pressure in their individual communities.
How much of these people who are trying to get this done, their real goal is for America not to be strong?
That's what I believe. I need to send you a copy of my book, Energy Freedom, available on Amazon.com.
I
will send you a copy, and that book, that's what I promote, is it's really against America.
Yeah. Folks, I tell you, when you think about some of the things that's going on out there, you've got to come back to that point. How much of this is just anti-American and sometimes by Americans? I need your website again, Marita.
EnergyMakesAmericaGreat.org.
Marita, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
I'd love to, Jim. Thank you. Energy Rapid on Twitter.
Thank you. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
I can't imagine.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.